Hey everyone, welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking ahead, strapping on our future goggles, and diving into the trends that'll likely shape 2025.
Exactly.
You've sent us a ton of reports, predictions on everything from healthcare to beauty to the global market. It's a lot to digest.
It is quite a bit, yeah.
But our mission today is to distill this mountain of info into the 20 most compelling, actionable trends you need to know.
Precisely. Think of us as your personal trend spotting team.
Love that.
We've sifted through all the noise to find those signals that matter, and we're going to break them down into clear, digestible insights.
No jargon. Just fascinating facts and expert analysis, all tailored for you, ready to jump into the future.
Let's do it.
All right. First up, we're seeing a lot of signals pointing to a biosimilar boom on the horizon.
Oh, this is going to be big.
Remember how generic drugs kind of shook up the pharmaceutical market?
Yeah.
Well, get ready for round two, but this time it's biosimilar.
Oh, those similars, yeah.
And those are like generics for expensive biologic drugs.
Right.
And our drug distribution primer source is predicting a massive wave of these biosimilars hitting the market, especially for drugs that are administered by healthcare providers, or that you can take yourself.
This could mean big things, potentially lower prices, greater access to these life-saving medications.
Absolutely.
This could be a win for consumers and potentially a big win for distributors like McKesson Cardinal Health and AmerisourceBergen.
Huge for them.
They're likely to see major profit growth as biosimilars gain traction.
Now, one thing to keep in mind is biosimilars aren't just copy and paste versions of biologics, right?
Right.
They're complex to manufacture.
Yeah.
So expect both challenges and innovations in that whole production process.
Absolutely. It'll be a fascinating story to follow.
Now on to a trend that's no longer science fiction AI in healthcare.
It's here.
It's here. And two of our sources, Future of Health 6, the AI, Evolution in Health, and How Hallucinatory AI Helps Science Dream Up Big Breakthroughs, the New York Times. Both of those really dive deep into this.
It's amazing we're seeing a revolution unfold right before our eyes.
I know.
AI is already being used in diagnostics, helping doctors spot diseases earlier and more accurately, but its potential goes way beyond that.
Yeah, for sure.
What's truly mind-blowing is how AI is changing the game in drug development.
Yeah.
Think faster timelines and potentially groundbreaking new therapies for diseases that are currently really hard to treat.
And get this, AI is even being used to hallucinate new molecules and proteins that don't exist in nature.
It's wild. It's like giving AI a chemistry set and seeing what amazing concoctions it can dream up.
That's a great analogy.
Scientists are using AI to explore this whole new realm of possibilities beyond what we find in the natural world.
Yeah.
This could lead to the discovery of entirely new drugs and materials with unimaginable applications.
All right, next up, you're seeing a fascinating trend with GLP-1 drugs for obesity.
Oh, yeah. These medications were originally developed for diabetes.
Right.
But their remarkable weight loss effects have just sparked this surge in demand.
Absolutely. And our GS Healthcare 2025 Outlook 8, Generalist Investor, questions for 2025 source really highlights this growing trend. And it's raised questions about whether supply chains can keep up with the demand and if the hype is actually sustainable.
Yeah, good questions.
This is definitely a trend to watch, but you know, don't expect miracles overnight.
Right.
It's still early days and there are potential challenges to overcome.
For sure.
Now let's shift gears and talk about cell and gene therapies.
Okay.
These are cutting-edge treatments that can actually reprogram your immune system to fight diseases, particularly autoimmune diseases like lupus.
Yeah, and our biotechnology cell therapy and bispecifics revolution in autoimmunity, 115.11.124 source, really dives deep into this fascinating area. Companies like Allogene and Artiva are leading the charge, and the early results are incredibly encouraging.
I mean, think about it, potential remission for some patients.
Yeah.
We're talking about a paradigm shift in how we treat these complex and often debilitating conditions.
Absolutely. But there are still hurdles scaling up production to meet that demand. And making sure these therapies are accessible and affordable are going to be key challenges in the coming years.
Definitely. Now, onto a trend that could change the very foundation of healthcare.
Okay.
Value-based healthcare. And our redefining global health insurance through value-based care source breaks down this whole evolving model.
I'm interested to hear this.
It's a shift from the traditional fee-for-service system where providers are paid for each service they perform to a fee-for-value system.
Okay.
Where they're rewarded for keeping patients healthy and actually achieving positive outcomes.
Interesting.
So that means a greater focus on preventative care and managing chronic conditions to improve your overall health.
I like that.
Imagine a healthcare system that incentivizes keeping you well rather than just treating you when you're sick.
That's a much better model.
Right. It has the potential to really transform healthcare.
It does.
But successful implementation is going to require a really collaborative effort from providers, insurers, and policymakers.
Yep. A lot of moving parts.
And of course, we can't talk about healthcare without talking about technology.
Right.
Our HTF24 report source is pointing to a surge in digital health partnerships.
We're seeing healthcare providers, pharmaceutical companies, tech giants, all joining forces to create these innovative digital health solutions.
I know, it's really exciting.
It is. This is leading to an explosion of exciting technologies like telehealth platforms, AI-powered diagnostics, wearable health trackers that can provide real-time data on your health and fitness.
It's amazing.
But as these technologies become more integrated into our lives, we need to be mindful of data privacy security and ensuring that these advancements actually benefit everyone, not just a select few.
Really important considerations.
Well, absolutely.
Now let's take a quick detour into the world of bioprocessing, which is the engine that drives the production of those innovative biologics and cell and gene therapies we were just talking about.
Okay, behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, and our diagnostics and tools deep dive into bioprocessing after recent hangover. Our survey suggests a rebound may be approaching. Source explains that this sector, you know, experienced some disruptions due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
But now we're seeing this rebound with a surge in investment and a focus on automation and digitalization in that whole manufacturing process.
And that's crucial.
It's crucial for getting those cutting-edge therapies into the hands of the patients who need them.
I agree.
So keep an eye on the bioprocessing space. That's where the magic happens behind the scenes.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, on to MedTech, which is always a hotbed of innovation.
Always something new.
And our U.S. MedTech 2025 outlook, looking around the corner for new technology source, is predicting a wave of groundbreaking advancements in 2025, from robotics and surgical navigation systems to AI-powered solutions and personalized diabetes management.
It's incredible.
Think minimally invasive surgeries, faster recovery times, and more precise treatments that are tailored to your specific needs.
Like science fiction becoming reality.
It really is.
Yeah.
But with all this innovation, it's crucial to make sure these technologies are integrated seamlessly into existing healthcare systems.
Right.
And that their benefits reach all patients, regardless of their background or socioeconomic status.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, last one for this section.
Okay, hit me.
And it's a doozy. Our Pharma Pipeline Pulse, December 2024 source, is indicating a major shift in the pharma pipeline focus.
Oh, interesting.
That traditional emphasis on small molecules and monoclonal antibodies is giving way to more complex and targeted therapies.
Okay.
Like radioligand therapy, multi-specific antibodies cell, and gene therapy, nucleic acid therapy.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is. It's a major shift that really reflects a deeper understanding of disease and the ongoing quest for more precise and effective treatments.
For sure.
And it also highlights the growing importance of specialized manufacturing and delivery systems for these novel therapies.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
The takeaway for our listeners, the future of medicine is heading toward highly personalized and targeted treatments tailored to your individual needs and genetic makeup.
That's incredible.
And this could lead to breakthroughs in treating diseases that are currently considered incurable.
Wow, so much potential.
All right, let's take a short breather and then we'll come back and dive into some specific companies and drug developments that are poised to make waves in 2025.
Sounds good to me. I can't wait.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and zoom in on some specific companies that are making waves and poised to make even bigger splashes in 2025.
I'm ready for the inside scoop.
All right. Based on our collection of reports, it seems like a handful of companies are really grabbing attention from investors and industry analysts.
Okay. Who are we talking about?
Well, a few that stand out are Abbott Laboratories, ABT, Edwards Life Sciences, EW, and Insulet, PODD.
Interesting what's driving the buzz around those companies.
Well, for Abbott, the America's MedTech and Healthcare IT 2025 Outlook Report is predicting strong growth. They've navigated some pandemic-related challenges and are wrapping up some legal issues. Plus, their financial position is really strong.
So they're in a good spot.
Yeah, they're well-positioned for potential mergers and acquisitions.
So a company on the move, ready to expand and capitalize on new opportunities. What about Edwards Life Sciences?
So Edwards is a big player in the market for transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR. But they've had a bit of a bumpy ride in 2024.
Oh, really?
Their stock dipped a bit, but the long-term outlook seems positive.
Okay.
The America's MedTech and Healthcare IT 2025 Outlook Report points to their strong product pipeline.
Good.
But some investors are wondering if those recent challenges are a sign of things to come.
So a bit of uncertainty there.
Bit of uncertainty.
What about insulin? They're the insulin pump company, right?
Exactly. And they're doing quite well. Analysts are optimistic about their future.
Yeah.
Especially with their expansion into the type 2 diabetes market, which is huge and growing.
Makes sense. Capitalizing on a growing market is always a smart move.
Now, what about some companies that maybe aren't doing as well? Are there any cautionary tales in our stack of reports?
Yeah, there are a few. Transmedics Group, TMDX, for example, saw its rapid growth slow down in 2024.
Interesting.
The Biomedical Devices and Services 2025 MedTech Outlook, SMidCap MedTech Valuations, create a buying opportunity in a volatile economic environment. Jubug PDF report highlights this and questions whether they can regain that momentum.
Yeah.
Their recent performance has made some investors nervous, especially those who were expecting continued high growth.
So a reality check for Transmedics.
Yeah.
Now let's dive into some specific drug developments that are generating buzz.
All right. I'm always fascinated by what's happening in the pharmaceutical pipeline.
Me too. There's a lot going on, the race to develop effective Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's treatments is still a major focus.
Of course.
Eli Lilly is moving forward with its drug candidate donanemab, and our Pharma Pipeline Pulse December 2024 source indicates they're planning to file for approval based on those promising trial results.
That's good news. Alzheimer's is such a devastating disease. Are there any other companies making progress in this area?
Yes. Roche is also working on an Alzheimer's drug candidate called trontinemab.
Okay.
And early data suggests it's effective in reducing those amyloid plaques that are a hallmark of the disease.
And how does it work?
Well, it uses this brain shuttle technology to deliver the drug directly to the brain.
Wow, that's pretty innovative.
Yeah, it's a really cool approach.
So two potential new treatments on the horizon, that's encouraging. What about treatments for autoimmune diseases? We talked earlier about the potential of cell and gene therapies. Are any companies making significant progress in this area?
Yes, absolutely. Cullinan Therapeutics, CGEM, is one to watch. They're developing a drug called CLN-978. Which targets a specific protein found on B cells, those immune cells that are involved in autoimmune responses.
And what condition are they targeting with this drug?
They're focusing on systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE.
SLE, okay.
It's a complex autoimmune disease that can affect various organs.
So another potential breakthrough for patients with a really challenging condition. What other companies are pushing the boundaries in autoimmune disease treatment?
Well, Artiva Biotherapeutics, ARTV, is using a combination therapy approach for non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Okay.
It's a type of cancer that affects the lymphatic system.
Right.
They're combining natural killer, NK cells, with a monoclonal antibody to enhance the immune system's ability to target and destroy those cancer cells.
Interesting. Harnessing the power of the immune system is such a fascinating area of research. Are there any other companies taking a similar approach?
Yes. Acet Bio, ACET, is developing cell therapies for both cancer and autoimmune diseases.
Okay.
On the cancer front, they're working on a treatment for B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, B-A-L-L.
Oh.
And in the autoimmune realm, they're investigating treatments for conditions like lupus nephritis.
So Adicet is covering a lot of ground with this research. It sounds like a company with a diverse and innovative pipeline.
Definitely. And another company to keep an eye on is Allogene Therapeutics, ALOA. They're also making waves in cell therapy, particularly for cancer treatment.
What's unique about their approach?
They're developing something called off-the-shelf CAR T-cell therapies.
Off-the-shelf.
And traditional CAR T-cell therapies are personalized, meaning they're created using the patient's own cells, which can be a time-consuming and costly process.
I see.
But Allogene's off-the-shelf therapies are pre-made and ready to go.
Wow. So they use donor cells that are modified in the lab, making these potent cancer-fighting cells more readily available.
Exactly.
That sounds like a significant step forward in making CAR T-cell therapies more accessible and potentially more affordable.
It could be a game changer.
Now, Fate Therapeutics, Fate TAI, is also working on off-the-shelf cell therapies, but their approach utilizes induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs.
Okay, I'm going to need a little help understanding this one. What are iPSCs and why are they important?
So iPSCs are a type of stem cell that can be generated from adult cells, and they have this amazing ability to develop into any type of cell in the body.
So they're like blank slates that can be programmed to become whatever cell is needed.
Precisely. Fate Therapeutics is using this technology to create off-the-shelf cell therapies for a wide range of diseases, including cancer and autoimmune disorders.
That's great for you, me.
It's like cellular alchemy.
It really is. And speaking of harnessing the power of cells, Nkarta Therapeutics, NKTX, is focusing on developing natural killer NK cell therapies.
Right.
We talked about these earlier with Artiva, but Nkarta is taking a slightly different approach.
Okay. What's their strategy?
They're developing both unmodified and genetically modified NK cells to target and destroy cancer cells.
Okay.
They're also working on ways to make these cells more persistent in the body, which is really crucial for their effectiveness.
So they're trying to create even more powerful and long-lasting NK cells. What types of cancer are they targeting?
They're investigating treatments for various blood cancers and solid tumors. Okay, so a lot of potential there. It seems like there's so much innovation happening in the realm of cell therapies.
It's really remarkable.
Now, what about gene editing? Are any companies using CRISPR and other gene editing technologies to develop new treatments?
Absolutely. Intellia Therapeutics, NTLA, is one to watch. They're using the CRISPR-Cas9 technology, which has revolutionized gene editing.
Right.
It allows scientists to precisely alter DNA sequences.
Okay, and what kind of conditions are they targeting with this technology?
Well, they're working on treatments for transthyretin amyloidosis, which is a rare and often fatal disease.
Okay.
And hereditary angioedema, which causes swelling in various parts of the body.
Okay.
And they're also exploring applications for cancer treatment.
So they're using gene editing to correct those underlying genetic defects that cause these diseases.
Yeah.
That's truly remarkable.
It is. And Beam Therapeutics, Beam, is also in the gene editing space, but they're focusing on a technique called base editing.
Base editing.
Yeah, which allows for even more precise modifications to DNA.
Okay, help me understand the difference. How is base editing different from CRISPR?
So CRISPR-Cas9 can cut DNA strands, but base editing can actually change individual DNA letters, potentially offering a safer and more targeted approach to gene editing.
Okay, so even more precision in the world of gene editing.
Precisely.
What diseases are they targeting with this base editing technology?
Well, they're investigating treatments for sickle cell disease, which is a genetic blood disorder, and acute lymphoblastic leukemia, AL.
Wow. It's incredible to think that we're now at a point where we can actually edit the code of life.
It is. It's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. And Verve Therapeutics, V-E-R-V, is taking gene editing in a slightly different direction. They're focusing on developing treatments for cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
Specifically targeting a gene called PCSK9.
PCSK9, and what's special about that gene?
Well, by editing this gene, they aim to permanently lower cholesterol levels.
Wow.
Which could significantly reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So a one-time gene edit could potentially offer lifelong protection against heart disease.
That's the goal. It's a bold vision with the potential to revolutionize cardiovascular care.
It is.
Now let's talk about Novo Nordisk, NVO. A company that's been making headlines with its weight loss drugs.
Oh, yeah. They're really making a splash.
What's new in their pipeline?
Well, they're continuing to develop treatments for obesity and diabetes.
Okay.
But they're also branching out into new areas like NASH or non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, which is a type of fatty liver disease.
So they're expanding their reach beyond their core areas of expertise. What's their approach to treating NASH?
Well, they're investigating a drug called semaglutide, which is already approved for treating type 2 diabetes and obesity, for its potential in treating NASH.
So they're repurposing existing drugs for new indications.
Exactly.
That's a smart strategy.
Yeah.
It can potentially speed up the development process.
They can.
Now let's look at another pharmaceutical giant, Eli Lilly, L-O-Y.
Okay.
They're investing heavily in diabetes, oncology, immunology, and neuroscience, and they have a very diverse pipeline with a lot of potential.
Yeah, they're a major player. Any specific drugs generating buzz?
One that's attracting a lot of attention is tirzepatide.
Tirzepatide, okay.
It's showing impressive results in treating type 2 diabetes.
But.
And they're also exploring its potential for weight loss and cardiovascular benefits.
So a multi-purpose drug?
Potentially.
Yeah.
What about Pfizer, PFE? They're always a major player in the pharmaceutical industry. What are they up to these days?
Well, Pfizer's also got a vast and diverse pipeline, investing heavily in areas like oncology vaccines, internal medicine, and rare diseases.
Wow.
They're also actively pursuing partnerships and acquisitions to expand their portfolio.
So they're always on the lookout for new opportunities.
Always.
Any specific developments in Pfizer's pipeline worth noting?
Well, they're making strides in developing treatments for various types of cancer, including breast cancer, lung cancer, and blood cancers.
Okay.
They're also exploring new vaccine technologies and expanding their presence in the biosimilars market.
So really covering a lot of ground.
They are.
What about Merck, MRK? I know their cancer immunotherapy drug, Keytruda, has been incredibly successful. What are they working on now?
Well, they're continuing to investigate Keytruda in new combinations and for different types of cancer.
Right.
And they're also exploring other immunotherapy and targeted therapy approaches.
All right.
Plus, they're investing in vaccines, infectious diseases, and cardiovascular disease.
So they're staying ahead of the curve in immunotherapy.
Definitely. Now, what about Bristol-Myers Squibb, BMY? They have a long history of developing groundbreaking treatments. What's on the horizon for them?
Well, they're continuing to invest heavily in oncology, immunology, cardiovascular disease, and fibrosis.
Okay.
One drug that's creating a lot of excitement is Opdivo.
I've heard of that one.
It's already approved for treating various cancers.
Right.
And they're exploring new combinations and indications for this immunotherapy drug.
Okay.
And also exploring other novel immunotherapy approaches.
Interesting. So another company pushing the boundaries of cancer treatment.
Yes. What about Johnson & Johnson? J&J. They're such a massive healthcare company. What's happening in their pipeline?
Well, they're continuing to invest in a wide range of areas, including pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and consumer health products.
Yeah, they're huge.
Within pharmaceuticals, they're focused on immunology, oncology, infectious diseases, cardiovascular disease, and neuroscience.
So they're really a global healthcare giant with a finger in every pie.
They are. What about Novartis NVS?
So they're also a global player with a strong presence in pharmaceuticals, eye care, and generics.
Okay.
They're investing in innovative therapies for a wide range of diseases, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, respiratory diseases, and neurological disorders.
No, a broad focus.
Yeah, and they're even exploring gene therapies.
Wow, so they're really embracing those cutting-edge approaches. What about Sanofi, SNY?
Well, Sanofi's focus is on developing treatments for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, rare diseases, vaccines, and multiple sclerosis. They're making progress in developing new diabetes treatments, and they're investigating a new antibody for treating atopic dermatitis.
Atopic dermatitis.
Which is a chronic skin condition.
Okay, so another company working to address a really diverse range of health challenges.
Yes. What about GlaxoSmithKline, GSK?
Well, they're continuing to invest in respiratory diseases, HIV oncology, and vaccines.
Okay.
One drug that's attracting attention is daprodustat.
Daprodustat.
It's a potential new treatment for anemia in patients with chronic kidney disease.
Interesting. Are they doing anything new in HIV treatment?
Yes. They're exploring new HIV treatments and advancing their vaccine development programs.
So GSK is another company committed to addressing these global health challenges.
Absolutely. What about AstraZeneca, AZN?
So AstraZeneca is a global biopharmaceutical company focused on oncology, cardiovascular, renal, and metabolism, and respiratory and immunology.
Yeah, a lot of areas there.
Yeah, they're developing new cancer treatments, including a PRP inhibitor for treating ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
And a next-generation EGFR inhibitor for treating lung cancer.
So they're really at the forefront of cancer research.
They are, and they're also advancing their research in cardiovascular disease and respiratory illnesses.
Okay.
Now let's talk about AbbVie. They're known for their blockbuster drug, Humira.
Right.
But it's facing competition from biosimilars.
Yeah, that's a challenge.
What's next for them?
Well, they're investing in new drug candidates to diversify their portfolio.
Makes sense.
They have some promising drugs in development for treating immunology, oncology, virology, neuroscience, and eye care.
Wow, they're branching out. Any specific drugs generating excitement?
One that's caught the attention of analysts is risankizumab. A potential new treatment for psoriasis.
Okay.
They're also investigating new treatments for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis.
So AbbVie is working to maintain its leadership position in the biopharmaceutical industry.
Definitely. Now, how about Boehringer Ingelheim? What are they focused on?
So they're a global pharmaceutical company with a long history of innovation. And they're developing treatments for respiratory diseases, cardiometabolic diseases, and central nervous system disorders.
Okay.
They're also a leader in animal health.
Interesting. Any promising new treatments in their pipeline?
They're making progress in developing treatments for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, heart failure, and Alzheimer's disease.
Wow. Some major conditions there.
Yeah. And they're also investigating new therapies for rare diseases and expanding their presence in the biosimilars market.
So another company with a diverse and impactful portfolio.
Yes. What about Gilead Sciences, GILD?
Well, they're a biopharmaceutical company known for their antiviral therapies, particularly for HIV and hepatitis C.
Right. Are they still focused on those areas?
Yes. but they're also expanding into oncology and inflammatory diseases.
Okay.
They have several promising drugs in development for treating various types of cancer, including breast cancer, lung cancer, and blood cancers.
So they're leveraging their expertise in antiviral therapies to tackle other challenging diseases.
Exactly. Now, how about Amgen? Yeah. AMGN.
Amgen is a biotechnology company with a long history of developing innovative therapies.
Right.
They're continuing to invest in areas like cardiovascular disease, oncology, bone health, neuroscience, and nephrology. They have a really diverse pipeline.
Yeah, they do. Any specific drugs grabbing attention?
One to watch is Evolocumab.
Evolocumab, okay.
It's a PCSK9 inhibitor that's already approved for treating high cholesterol, and they're investigating its potential for preventing cardiovascular events in high-risk patients.
So they're building on their existing success to develop new and potentially life-saving treatments. What about Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, REGN? They're known for their focus on antibody therapies.
Yes, they are. What are they working on these days?
Well, they're continuing to develop antibody therapies for a variety of diseases, including eye diseases, inflammatory diseases, infectious diseases, and cancer.
Wow.
They're also exploring gene editing and other cutting-edge technologies.
So they're really at the forefront of biopharmaceutical research.
They are. One drug that's attracted attention is Dupilumab.
Dupilumab?
Yeah, it's a monoclonal antibody that's already approved for treating atopic dermatitis.
Okay.
And they're investigating its potential for treating other inflammatory diseases, including asthma and chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps.
Okay, so another company with a broad and innovative pipeline. What about Biogen, BIB?
Well, Biogen is a biotechnology company known for its focus on neurological diseases.
Right.
They're continuing to invest in developing treatments for multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, and spinal muscular atrophy.
Okay.
Plus, they're exploring new approaches for Parkinson's disease and other neurological disorders.
So they're tackling some of the most challenging neurological conditions.
They are now, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, VRTX?
So they're known for their focus on cystic fibrosis. Are they still focused primarily on that area?
Yes, but they're also expanding into new areas like Paine sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia.
So they're building on their success in cystic fibrosis to explore new therapeutic possibilities.
Exactly. What about Moderna, mRNA?
They gained a lot of attention for their mRNA vaccine technology during the COVID-19 pandemic. What are they working on now?
Well, they're continuing to develop mRNA vaccines for other infectious diseases, including influenza, HIV, and RSV.
Oh.
They're also exploring mRNA therapies for various types of cancer and autoimmune diseases.
So they're really pushing the boundaries of mRNA technology.
They are. Now, what about Illumina, ILMN?
They're a leader in gene sequencing technology.
Right. What's new and noteworthy for them?
Well, they're continuing to develop faster, more accurate and more affordable sequencing platforms.
That's great.
Plus, they're exploring new applications for gene sequencing in personalized medicine diagnostics and agriculture.
So they're really driving the genomics revolution.
They are. Now, what about Danaher, DHR?
Well, they're a global science and technology company with a strong presence in life sciences, diagnostics, and environmental and applied solutions.
Okay. What's their role in the life sciences space?
Well, they own a portfolio of leading brands that provide instruments, consumable software and services for research development and production in the biopharmaceutical, life sciences, and clinical diagnostics industries.
So they have a broad footprint in the life sciences ecosystem.
They do. What about Thermo Fisher Scientific, TMO?
So they're another global leader in serving science, providing a wide range of products and services for the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, academic, government, and clinical diagnostics industries.
Okay, so another company with a comprehensive portfolio of solutions for the life sciences industry.
Exactly. What about Agilent Technologies, eh?
Well, they're a global leader in life sciences, diagnostics, and applied chemical markets.
Great.
They provide instruments, software services, and consumables for the entire laboratory workflow.
So they're focused on enabling scientific discovery and innovation.
Yes. What about PerkinElmer? PKI.
Well, they're a global leader focused on improving human and environmental health. They provide a wide range of instruments, reagents, consumables, software and services for drug discovery, diagnostics, environmental testing, and food safety.
Okay, so another company working to improve human and environmental well-being through scientific advancements. What about Quagen, Q-G-E-N?
So they're a global provider of what they call sample-to-insight solutions.
Sample-to-insight.
Yeah, they provide sample and assay technologies for molecular diagnostics, applied testing, academic, and pharmaceutical research.
So they're playing a key role in advancing molecular insights and their applications.
Exactly. Now, what about Bio-Rad Laboratories? Bio and Bio are?
So they're a global leader in life science research and clinical diagnostics.
Okay.
And they provide a wide range of instruments, reagents, consumables, software and services for research in areas like cell biology, gene expression, protein purification, and drug discovery.
Okay, so another company contributing to scientific discovery and improving healthcare outcomes. Oh. What about Sartorius, SRT?
They're a leading international partner of life science research and the biopharmaceutical industry. They provide a wide range of products and services, including laboratory instruments, consumables, software and services for bioprocess development, cell culture, filtration, and purification.
So they're enabling scientific research and biopharmaceutical production.
Exactly. Now let's look at Merck KGaA.
Okay, so they're a leading science and technology company with a focus on healthcare, life science, and electronics.
Okay.
They offer a wide range of products and services, including laboratory chemicals, reagents, consumables, instruments, and software.
So they have a diverse portfolio of solutions for the life sciences and other industries.
Yes. Now let's talk about Lonza.
Okay. They're a global manufacturing partner to the pharma, biotech, and nutrition markets.
Okay.
They're a major player in contract development and manufacturing services for biologics, small molecules, and cell and gene therapies.
So they're playing a key role in bringing new therapies to market.
Exactly. Now, what about Catalent?
So they're a leading global provider of advanced delivery technologies, development, and manufacturing solutions for drugs, biologic cell and gene therapies, and consumer health products.
Okay. Another company with a comprehensive suite of solutions for the pharmaceutical and biotechnology industries.
Yes. Now, what about Wuji Aptech?
Well, they're a leading global provider of R&D and manufacturing services for companies in the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, and medical device industries.
Okay.
They offer a wide range of services, including drug discovery, development, and manufacturing, cell and gene therapy services, medical device testing, and genomics services.
Wow, so another company playing a crucial role in the development of new therapies and healthcare technologies.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now let's look at Charles River Laboratories, CRL.
Okay, so they're a leading global provider of preclinical and clinical laboratory services to the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, and medical device industries.
Okay.
They offer a wide range of services, including discovery and safety assessment, biopharmaceutical development, and manufacturing support.
So they're playing a crucial role in the drug development process.
Yes. Now let's turn our attention to LabCorp.
Okay. They're a leading global life sciences company that provides vital information for drug, medical device, and diagnostics development, as well as clinical trial management.
What's their specific contribution to the life sciences industry?
Well, they offer a broad range of services, including drug development, central laboratory testing, genomic testing, companion diagnostics, and clinical trial management.
Okay, so they're supporting the development of new therapies and diagnostic tools.
Yeah.
What about IQVIA?
So they're a leading global provider of advanced analytics technology solutions and clinical research services to the life sciences industry.
That's their specific role.
Well, they offer a wide range of services, including data analytics, technology solutions, consulting, and clinical trial management.
Okay, so they're providing crucial insights and support to the life sciences sector.
Yes. Now, how about Syneos Health?
So they're a fully integrated biopharmaceutical solutions organization.
Okay.
They offer a wide range of services, including clinical development, commercialization, and consulting services to the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, and medical device industries.
Okay, so another company playing a key role in bringing new therapies to market. What about Parexel?
So they're a leading global clinical research organization, CRO, that helps clients design and deliver new therapies to patients.
Okay.
They offer a comprehensive suite of services, including clinical trial management, data management and biostatistics, regulatory affairs, and medical writing.
So they're helping to get new therapies through that complex regulatory approval process.
Exactly. Now, how about ICON?
Well, they're another global provider of outsourced development services to the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, and medical device industries.
Okay, so they're another company contributing to the development of new therapies and medical devices. What about PPD?
They're a leading global contract research organization, CRO, that provides comprehensive drug development, laboratory, and lifecycle management services.
Right.
They help biopharmaceutical companies of all sizes advance their research and development programs.
So another crucial player in the drug development ecosystem.
Yes, exactly. We've covered a lot of companies in this section, and it's clear that the life sciences industry is a dynamic and rapidly evolving field with a lot of exciting things happening.
Absolutely. It's amazing to see so much innovation and progress, And it makes you wonder what breakthroughs are just around the corner.
It really does. And speaking of looking ahead, let's shift gears one last time and explore a couple more trends that could shape your world in 2025.
Sounds good to me. What's next on our trend spotting agenda? Let's talk about something that might surprise you.
Okay.
Our health, wellness, and lifestyle beauty. Tibbetts Prestige Fragrance, top performer in 2024, new hair brand, Estée in the news. Source indicates that prestige fragrance is leading the way in the beauty industry.
So even amidst economic uncertainty, people are still indulging in those luxurious scents.
It seems so. Maybe it's a way to treat yourself during those uncertain times. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps it's the enduring power of scent to evoke those emotions and memories.
Yeah, scent is powerful.
Whatever the reason, the prestige fragrance market is thriving.
It is.
And it'll be interesting to see how this trend evolves in 2025.
For sure.
Now on to a trend that's closer to home. At least for beauty enthusiasts like me.
Okay.
Our Health, Wellness, and Lifestyle Nov 2024 Beauty Survey. ELFOLPX Tag 1 amongst young consumers. Fragrance demand strong. Consumers lean more towards ULTA. Source reveals that Ulta Beauty is winning the hearts and wallets of consumers, particularly among those younger demographics.
Interesting. What's giving Ulta the edge over its competitors?
It seems to be a combination of factors. Their diverse offerings, which include both mass and prestige brands, their focus on creating a fun and engaging in-store experience, and their savvy use of digital marketing to connect with those younger shoppers.
So Sephora better watch out.
Ulta is coming for the beauty crown.
It certainly looks that way.
And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the trends of 2025.
Wow, that went by fast.
I know we covered a lot of ground today, from biosimilars and AI and healthcare to the future of beauty and the ever-evolving world of drug development.
It's a lot to process.
It is. And if there's one overarching theme we've uncovered, it's that the future is all about personalization precision and harnessing the power of technology to improve our lives.
Absolutely. And while there are always challenges and uncertainties ahead, the potential for breakthroughs and life-changing advancements is truly remarkable.
I agree. So as we step into 2025, remember to stay informed, stay curious, and keep an open mind to the possibilities that lie ahead.
Good advice.
And most importantly, keep diving deep into the world around you.
I like that.
You never know what fascinating discoveries await just beneath the surface.
Well said.